Soldier saves diner's life with CPR. A soldier stepped in to resuscitate a diner after he choked on a mouthful of chicken at a restaurant and collapsed outside. Retired gardener Harry Stoopman was enjoying a meal with Penny Clover at Charbotai in High Street, Abingdon on Saturday night when he started to choke on his food. He rushed outside to try and get his breath back, but his airways were still blocked and he lost consciousness. Mark Smith, a soldier based at Dalton Barracks, spotted what was happening from the Tipsy Mercer bar next door and rushed outside to help. The regimental sergeant major performed CPR, a life-saving technique used during cardiac arrest, and after several minutes of chest compressions, Mr. Stoopman started to breathe again. There is no question in my mind that if Mark had not been there, it would have been game over, said Mr. Stoopman, who was reunited with Mr. Smith for a beer at the Royal British Legion in Spring Road on Wednesday. The former RAF Assistant Air Traffic Controller added, "There is no doubt that I entirely owe my life to Mark for his swift intervention." The 66-year-old and his wife Penny, a town councillor, are now urging people to take first aid courses so they know how to perform CPR and other life-saving techniques. Mr. Stoopman added, "I have a medical condition that can make swallowing difficult, and I started to choke on my food. I decided to go outside, but I just could not breathe, and the next thing I remember, I was in the ambulance." We would like to stress that the restaurant is not at fault in any way. With my condition, I need to stick to eating softer foods. We want to get the message out there that as many people as possible should take a first aid course if they can and learn the life-saving technique like CPR. Dad of three, Mr. Smith, who has now left 4 Regiment of the Royal Logistic Corps at Dalton Barracks, after being appointed a captain at 11 Explosives Ordnance Disposal and Search Regiment in Didcot, was with wife Rachel when the emergency happened. An ambulance was called while Mr. Smith carried out CPR. He said, "Harry was unresponsive. He was blue in the face. I felt his neck. And there was no pulse. I was trained to do CPR in the army. I did 4 rounds of 60 seconds each for about 4 minutes. And then people with us were saying, he's coming back." Paramedics who arrived within minutes of being called took Mr. Stoopman to the John Radcliffe Hospital and he was allowed to go home in the early hours. First aid courses are available across Oxfordshire, offering both public and workplace training, including Oxfordshire First Aid in Witney, St John's Ambulance in Kidlington, and Safe Haven Training in Oxford. British Red Cross also offers first aid training courses at the Hilton Garden Inn in Abingdon.